This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
This week is National Volunteer Week, an annual celebration to acknowledge the generous contribution of our nation's volunteers. Here at Joy, we have over 300 volunteers, both on the marks and behind the scenes, helping to keep us out loud and proud. And we've been featuring some of these volleys at the beginning of each ep of The Informer this week. We loved hearing from them so much that we thought, why not bring you a little bit more? So here are some of the diverse volunteers at Joy. We asked them why they give their time to the station and to the community.
My mum and dad both came out as being gay later on in life. My dad came out as being gay in early 2000, and my mum came out a couple of years later. But both of them live in countries where it's illegal to be homosexual. So coming from Zimbabwe, it's illegal there. And my mum lives in Dubai, where it's obviously illegal there. So when I first moved to Melbourne, I had a radio background anyway, but I chose Joy as my place to volunteer because I felt like it was incredibly important in my own life to support the LGBTI community as a straight ally. And I felt like my parents deserved that.
I can only speak from my personal experience. Like, for me, I volunteer because it's a way for me to heal. You know, it helps when I can actually, you know, I use the pain I still carry from my past to serve a greater good, and it actually helps me to heal a lot faster. And at the same time, you know, I think we have come to the point of our history that we should have more forces. And you know, like how there are like limited fundings pouring into this very community, so you know, we do need like the extra labor, I suppose, you know, through the volunteer gateway. And just to push the whole human rights agenda forward.
I've been around for about 20 years.
That's
And it just feels like a couple of months only.
That's a long time to be a volunteer.
Well, I want to volunteer here because, first of all, it's been one of my greatest desires to be able to give the minorities a voice. And secondly, I just love the vibe here. Like, it's full of glitter, it's full of unicorns and mermaids.
Joy actually has given me the opportunity of finding out where my talents or my specialities lie. And then there's the admin situation, which IT and me don't mix very well. But so many people here at Joy have got a lot of patience in showing me how to work things and, yeah, when things go wrong, blah, blah, and all that.
So I started off volunteering on Drive with Jono, and then I became Summer of Joy coordinator. So I had kind of paid gigs, but I was always doing additional voluntary stuff on the top of it because Joy is important and it's one of those organisations that you need to be a volunteer for.
I think Joy has done a tremendous work when it comes to supporting the queer community, you know, giving our very own community a space within the society, especially in the Melbourneian metro area.
Being a friend within a family, I think there's the opportunity to be connecting with people, connecting with our community, helping others. It's just giving back. We give a little and we get so much more back in return.
I'm a mature age, well and truly a mature age person. So radio, not TV, was my genre of growing up. So radio, and as being a single child from a working family, look, radio has been my comfort, my joy. And there we go. Look who I'm ending up with in my older age at Joy. So it's about radio. And I thought that I might be able to give some sort of service to Joy, because I also had worked with the PLWHA and in awful times in the 80s and at the Alfred Hospital and VAC on reception there for about 4 years and so on. So It's my family. It's my family in many areas of our community. And it's just another way of giving back and saying thank you, yeah, for giving me so much.
It was my opportunity and my way of being able to return something to the gay community. I was fairly closeted in my earliest life, and this was a chance of being public, yet still discreet.
Joy is like a family, and I feel that being a volunteer at Joy gives me something in my life that I was lacking everywhere else. Because you come in and there's this amazing positivity and this unified drive for the greater good. And because we're doing such amazing work for the LGBTI community, and we are the mouthpiece and the platform for the community in Australia, but then also in the world, I feel like you're volunteering for something really worthwhile. And so for purely selfish reasons, it gives me great joy to be a part of Joy.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.